96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It's all anyone has seen on TV or can talk about for the past several weeks. Hurricanes in Texas, the Caribbean, and Florida. Could it happen here? Well, the simple answer is yes, it could, and it has. Are you ready if your city is threatened with a natural disaster? What do you need to know to stay alive and survive? Well, joining me with those answers are Tyrone Wells, Operations Division Manager with the Prince George's County Office of Emergency Management, and Chuck Chrysostomo. He is the Director of Operations for the Montgomery County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security. It could happen here. And as a matter of fact, we are going to see some parts of Tropical Storm Irma in this area this week. We don't know how severe it's going to be, but you need to pay attention tonight as well as down the road. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Okay, so Tyrone, Chuck, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Let me start with you, Tyrone. We've seen a lot of devastation in Florida, and now the tropical storm Irma is moving north toward the Carolinas. When you look at what has happened in the South and think about what your job is, what do people need to know? What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Well, Harold, certainly putting together some type of plan is the first thing that people are going to want to do. Being familiar with your surroundings, having a checklist of actions that you're going to take, and most importantly, accessing information about preparedness information. It's something that most of us don't normally deal with. So go online, find some information to help guide you through that. Ready.gov is an excellent source. All of the jurisdictions in the area here have sources on their website. So find information to help guide you through that process and stay informed. Once the emergencies in the South are over, or at least what we see every day, the threat doesn't go away. So staying informed of what can happen here locally is a big part of beginning that process.
Mm-hmm. Chuck, do all plans fit every household? How do you know what your emergency plan needs?
Well, there's a standard set of things that you want to have as a part of an emergency plan. And first and foremost is making sure that you hear about an emergency as soon as it happens. And so my good friend Tyrone over in Prince George's County, as well as we in Montgomery County, D.C., and Fairfax, and the entire National Capital Region, all have these alert systems. So if you're not signed up into the alert system in your jurisdiction, you probably should do so. It's really easy. If you Google Alert Montgomery, Alert Prince George's County, that'll come up and you can sign right on. It'll give you information on your smartphone. It'll give you a text message. You can put your landlines on there. In lots of very drastic emergencies, we'll do reverse voice calls as well. But the sooner you know, the sooner you can enact a plan. Mm-hmm. And then every plan is really kind of individualized. You need a personal and a family emergency plan. And we have a lot of information on all of our various websites. Tyrone mentioned ready.gov is the FEMA plan. But you really need to take that and tailor it to how you would easily be able to develop an emergency kit for how you would survive in your home for 3 days, 72 hours, without emergency personnel coming in the event of a flood or an earthquake or any other kind of emergency that might hit. And then how you might be able to take all that, pack it in a car if you need to leave an area, and do so again rather quickly.
Mm-hmm. Carol?
Yeah.
Chuck is absolutely right with personalizing your plan.
What does that mean when you say personalizing a plan? Give me some details as to what I need to put in that pillowcase or that suitcase 3 days before disaster strikes. If we know, for example, that there's going to be disaster-like weather, not talking about an earthquake. Those things obviously happen without any warning whatsoever. But in the case of hurricanes, we do have some warning.
So if, for example, if you live in one jurisdiction but work in another, you may want to be part of both jurisdictions' alerting plans. If you have pets, your plan is going to be different from, say, your neighbors. If you have small kids, if you have grandparents living with you or your their primary caretaker. So everybody's plan is going to be a little different in terms of the things that you personally need, the things that you need in order to care for the people, your loved ones that are going to be with you during that time of displacement or emergency. Mm-hmm. So everybody has to tailor their plan to their specific needs.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Are you ready if your city is threatened with a natural disaster? What do you need to know to stay alive? If you have any questions or comments, we have a couple of experts on the line to address those concerns. Again, lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you have a plan, personal or family disaster plan, we'd like to hear what's in your plan. What are you doing? I'd love for our experts also to comment on that as well. Chuck, talk to me a little bit about what 3 days of supplies should look like specifically.
Well, probably the most important ingredient on the top of the list would be water.
Mm-hmm.
You can survive a few days, maybe a day or two without food or with a minimal amount, but it's very difficult without water. So having a water supply that you, especially potable for drinking purposes, is critically important. And so when I do these presentations, I always kind of refer to what I do.
Doesn't
necessarily have to be what everybody else does, but I keep three cases of bottled water sitting in my garage, actually, because then it's easy to pack in a vehicle. I rotate that stock through. When I get down to two or one and a half, I go back out and restock to have it available. Folks can do it in other ways by refillable containers, but having that there and available, especially because you don't always have time to prepare. So those, we had a little 5.9 earthquake here in 2011. So these kind of emergencies or tornado emergencies, we don't get a lot of warning about. So being prepared all the time is really critical. But then having food supplies in your home, and most people do, with canned goods and other pantry foods that can have long shelf life. But if you've not got any power, make sure you have a hand crank can opener so you can actually open these things. Have a radio so you can have communication. Your cell phone might last for the next 8 hours, but if you have a battery or hand crank powered radio, you will then be in touch and be able to hear what information emergency personnel are broadcasting for you to be safe, instructions for evacuation, and those kinds of things. And then don't forget about medications. Medications are critical, and it's something people don't think about right away. If you are the kind of person that waits till you get one last pill in your pill box before you go get a prescription refilled, you probably might want to get that refilled a little bit more often, because during emergencies, drugstores, pharmacies are closed. It's very, very difficult. And people in Florida and Houston are experiencing that right now. Very difficult to get those prescriptions refilled.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're asking tonight, are you ready if your city is threatened with a national disaster? What do you need to know to stay alive and survive? Let's talk to Denise, calling from D.C. Denise, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was just wondering, I know that there's a lot of talk about coordinating with your neighbors and the people in your community. For me, I don't have the best relationship with my neighbors. So how do I get around that?
When you say you don't have the best relationship, do you not know them, or do you have an adversarial relationship with them?
I do know them, but we don't have a good rapport.
I see. Okay. Tyrone, any suggestions?
Well, one interesting thing about disasters, Harold, is that typically people step up and tend to leave those things alone while the disaster is occurring and while people are in need. And hopefully you're in a neighborhood where the neighborliness will come out amongst everyone. But also keeping things around, such as a list of phone numbers. We've got so used to our cell phones that many of us don't know cell phone numbers anymore, so maybe having a backup list of people nearby that you can call if you do need to go to another location, having some predetermined locations amongst family members if you can't make it home. What's location number 1, 2, 3 if we all have to go somewhere else? And even alternate routes to get home or to get to other places. Very many people commute the same way home every day, and they don't really know a whole lot of other ways to get to their neighborhood, believe it or not. So on the one hand, I think that her neighbors will step up. She'll help them, and they'll help her as needed. And then also just expanding your awareness of different ways to ensure that you can interact with others and make it to where you need to go if the need arises.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about being ready in the event of a natural disaster. What do you need to know to stay alive and survive? This conversation is going to continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher, and if you're on the line, Rico in Germantown, we're also going to talk to you. Denise, stay on the line. I have something I want to share with you after this break that you may find interesting as well. So please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Staying alive and surviving a natural disaster. We'll be back in just a few.